Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio. We are pre-recorded tonight, but thanks for being with us. We've been talking about some of the highlights of the Winnipeg Folk Festival this year, and there were many, actually. Just before the break, we played you something from Jason Isbell. He did a workshop where he played a cover song, and he mentioned this guy as his favorite living folk songwriter. And then he said, well, at least I think he's still alive. Last time I checked, anyway. And you kind of never really know with this guy what's going on. And you especially never really know whether he's going to show up for a concert or not. Those of us who have bought tickets to see Todd Snyder in Winnipeg numerous times know that Todd Snyder is not the most reliable artist in the world. So it's with some hesitation that I bought tickets to see Todd Snyder at the Fargo Theater on September 13th. It's a game that I thought I'd never play again, but here I am. All right. So, if you want, you can play the Todd Snyder lottery, buy yourself a ticket for, Todd, on September 13th at the Fargo Theater, just a short hop up the road. We'll play that song that Isbell played. Snyder is also playing that show along with Elizabeth Cook, who, I'm interested to see. And there's some hope that together they might be able to keep, you know, the show on the road at least for a little while. So hopefully, you know, she might help him to actually show up or something. I'm going to play something from Elizabeth Cook. Speaking of shows in Fargo, one of the real highlights of the Winnipeg Folk Festival this year was a band that we got to see a few years ago at the festival as well. They're called Dawes. And they used to be kind of this kind of a little bit jammy, kind of psychedelic-y, kind of California laid-back sounding band. And so I didn't know really whether to be all that excited. Their past couple of records haven't really thrilled me. They had that one huge record which came out right when they played the Folk Fest the last time, and it was brilliant. And then they haven't really done a whole lot for me since. But at the Folk Fest this year, they were absolutely tight, amazing rock and roll band. And that's got me excited because they're actually playing Fargo tomorrow. I thought they were playing Fargo right after the Winnipeg Folk Festival. That would have made sense. But no, they're playing it tomorrow. And they're playing along with a guy who's done all their other tour dates except Winnipeg, Sam Outlaw. And I know I've played you this guy before, and I'll play it for you again. He's got a wonderful new record called Angelino, produced by Ry Cooter. And it's kind of got me to thinking, you know, maybe we should take the trip. It's tomorrow. There's tickets still available, bunch of them, actually. I'm going to play something from Dawes, get back on the Folk Fest train. But before that, we're going to play something from Sam Outlaw. But to rewind all that and get to actually plan it, here's something from Todd Snyder playing September the 13th or so, he claims, in Fargo. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Engine winding down, park it up on the sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. I'd hear him talking to some chick through a thick ghost of smoke, through a thicker haze of southern comfort and coke. He'd say, girl, you are hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, baby, if he don't treat you well. And by he meant me, so I laughed and I shook his head. He laughed a little bit louder, so he would yell up at the band to play a train song. Pour me one more round, make him leave my boots on. On the day to lay me down, I'm a wrong way locomotive, now I'm a one-track mind. and I'm looking for any kind of trouble I can find. I've got this old black leather jacket, got this pack of Marlboro Reds, I've got this stash here in my pocket, got these thoughts in my own head. The right to run till I've got to walk, till I've got to crawl. I got this moment that I'm in right now, and nothing else at all. Play a train song and pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on the day that they lay me down. I am a wrong way locomotive out of my one track mind. Blizzard lights, we looked around his place. We found him colder on the sofa, a little smile across his face. And though I tried with all of my sadness, somehow I could never weep. Old man looked to me like he died, laughing in his sleep, singing a train song, drinking one last round. Made him leave his boots on the day that they laid him down. He was a wrong way locomotive, he was out of his one track mind. Play a train song, play a train song, play a train.
could feel the life we once felt on these streets, but you can't. No, you can't. 'Cause I'm on my way through some kind of ghost town. I'm on my way back home. I'm on my way. Wish that I could slow. See a car, truck, or train. There's no one left to say what happened, but I want someone to blame. But I can't. No, I can't. 'Cause I'm on my way through some kind of ghost town. I'm on my way. Someone did on my hands. I didn't see it coming. I never thought we'd see her fall. But maybe she was crumbling all along. We see you could see my family just how it used to be. Burning with a love so bright and free. I wish that I could hold my mama just once more before she leaves. But I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't.
Hey, this is Taylor from Dawes. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio at 101.5 UMFM.
Someone to understand me, I'd have so much more to say. days move easy. I took everything I thought from what it means to be a man. We need words to be put to what we do not understand. While you leave If I wanted someone to spend my money, I wouldn't need to get paid. If I wanted someone to understand me, I'd have so much more to say. I want you to make the days move easy.
There's a pretty young thing in front of you, and she's real pretty and she's real into you, and then she's sleeping inside of you. And the talking leads to touching, then the touching leads to sex, and then there is no mystery left. And it's bad news. I don't blame you. I do the same thing. I get lonely too. And you're bad news. My friends tell me to leave you. That you're bad news, bad news, bad news. You're bad news. Baby, you're bad news. And you're bad news. Baby, you're bad news. And you're bad news. I don't care, I like you. And you're bad news. I don't care, I like you. I like you.
Has anybody seen my lady? This basement alone would drive me crazy. Now how in the world do you get to heaven? Oh, you don't know the shape I'm in. Jailhouse for the crime I have no dough. Now here I am back out on the streets for the crime I have nowhere to go. Save your neck or save your brother. Looks like it's one or the other. Might start a ruckus. You know they feel you try to shuck us. Oh, you don't know the shape I'm in.
What's up, brothers? This is Steve Pultz. Yeah, man. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM. This is good right. Weed, man.
Here goes. First moved to the USA, all the way from Canada. Drove across the continent from Nova Scotia to Pasadena. My sister and me and my mom and dad, from the cold to the sunny south. There were palm trees growing and it was not snowing, and I never did shut my mouth. Drove on over to the courthouse in downtown Los Angeles. We put our hands on a Bible and we swore as a family that we were not communists. When we drove away, I started to cry. They said, "What's wrong, son? Are you sick?" I said, "I don't want to be an American. I want to be a Catholic." We talk Hollywood and baseball in the car. The voice of Vin Scully, it would travel really far. Hey. I made my first communion in St. Rita's Catholic Church. There was incense choking and the priest was smoking. Was a choir up in the perch. My face got red and my stomach felt bad. They said, "If you're gonna get sick, use a cup." Well, I thought by the time that it was my turn, Jesus would be all eaten up. We talk Hollywood and baseball in the car. The voice of Ernie Harwell, it would travel really far. My allergies were bad, so we moved to the desert, to a city called Palm Springs. We trick-or-treated at Liberace's house, each finger had a diamond ring. We met Elvis Presley in the middle of the summer. He hugged my sister for far too long. Well, I felt kind of weird, but I would have pimped her out just to hear him sing a song. We talked Hollywood and baseball in the car. The voice of Jack Buck, it would travel really far. Hey. Now here I am, a grown-up boy at home on the 4th of July, staring out at the ocean and the fireworks in the sky. I miss my friends who aren't around, the ones who passed away. Well, I'm feeling kind of grateful here on Independence Day. We talk Hollywood and baseball in the car. The voice of Jerry Coleman, it would travel really far. I get allergies and asthma in the yard, but no one ever told me growing up would be so hard. Oh,
don't you come get your letters and we'll spin some records, then go out and paint the town red. I've got 2 tickets to a show and I think that we should go. And if you want, you can crash on my bed, 'cause I'd rather you there than in my head. Get out of 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 my head.
Bunch more Winnipeg Folk Festival 2015 highlights there. That was Liz Longley from her self-titled record. A fine, fine record. I like it even more than I thought I would. I think it's great. We heard Out of My Head from that record. We heard Steve Poltz in there. Steve Poltz was tremendous, very hilarious, and a lot of fun. We heard A Brief History of His Life from his album Traveling. He had 2 records out there, Traveling and Unraveling, that looked almost the same. And you can put one inside of the other to make a double record, which made me wonder, well, why didn't he just put out a double record? But I didn't ask him. We heard the Sadies in there with The Shape I'm In. We heard the Sadies perform that one live along with Robin Hitchcock at the Stage Fright Workshop, which was a pretty fun thing. But now, I must admit, I'm not a huge Robin Hitchcock fan. I mean, I admire and respect the stuff that he's done for sure, but he's not much of a singer. I don't think anybody would argue that fact. So why he was singing almost all of the band songs except for that one is beyond me, because, you know, the 3 amazing singers in the band, and, you know, even Robbie Robertson's a better singer than old Robin Hitchcock, and Robbie wasn't even good enough to sing in the band. So why on earth would what's-his-name, Robin, think that he could sing better than anybody, really? So the Sadies should have done more, or they should have had other guests. That's all I'm saying. Fun workshop, though. We heard Bahamas in there. Caught Me Thinking from Bar Chords. Bahamas was, I had pretty much written off Bahamas. I hate his newest record. I hate it. So I'd kind of given up on him, but he was pretty great, especially in his workshop with the Sadies and the Weather Station, which turned out to be a pretty stellar event. Even his main stage concert kind of got me to reappreciating Bahamas. So he's coming back to town in November, and you know, check it out. We heard something from Rilo Kiley in there. Jenny Lewis was playing on Sunday night, and there was no reason to expect her to do any Rilo Kiley songs, but she did, darn it, including that one right there, one of my favorites from the great album More Adventurous. We heard Portions for Foxes. That Jenny Lewis show was pretty special indeed. I sure did like that one. And we heard Dawes in there from the album Nothing Is Wrong. We heard If I Wanted Someone. Such a great song, and they did such a great version of that live at the Folk Fest. I thought it was tremendous. We heard Sam Outlaw in there, a guy who's playing with Dawes in Fargo tomorrow night, for goodness sake. We heard Ghost Town off his new album Angelino. And Elizabeth Cook in there with a song called Not California, featuring Rodney Crowell singing along on that one from the album Welder. And we heard Todd Snyder kicking it off, play a Train song. Hey, you know what? If you don't go see Dawes and Sam Outlaw in Fargo tomorrow night, stick around and head on down to the River City Social Club. There's going to be a great show going on down there. Man, it's going to be fun. It's the return of Mike Lynch. This guy is so great. So much fun live, and he's got a stellar band. Really looking forward to it. Friday night at the old River City Social Club. If you're not a friend of Gordy's, you should be. He's a stellar dude, and it's a fun place to go see a show. I can hook you up with the details. If you want to email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, I will hook you up with the details. Here's something from Mike's first record, a song that kind of grew out of an event that happened in Winnipeg. Here's a great one called MJL Was Here. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio on UMFM.
I found a park bench middle of town, feeling kinda tired, so I sat down. It's 2,000 miles away from my home. I thought maybe I should let them all know. MGL was here, carved it out nice, big bold letters. I knew it wasn't right, next to Lucy's a whore. Wrote 2004, MGL was here. I walked away, thinking everything was okay, when I was approached by the Winnipeg policeman. And he said, son, can you do the time? 'Cause what you done there was a federal crime. MGL was here, carved it out nice, big bold letter. I knew it wasn't right, next to Lucy's a whore. Wrote 2004, MGL was here. See, a friend of mine, he gave me that knife, and he said, Mike, this is for luck. But now I'm sitting here with $100 fine, sandpaper and a paintbrush. MGL was here, I carved it out nice, big bold letters. I knew it wasn't right, next to Lucy's a whore. Wrote 2004, MGL was here, MGL was here, MGL was here. I just follow the highway signs. And if I get lost, I'm not afraid to ask for directions at the gas and chain. If that don't work, I'll reach into the back of my glove compartment and find an old road map. I got a cassette deck in my old wreck, working after all this time. A bunch of tapes I love to play, from Blue Rodeo to John Crane. And at the Trucker's Heaven, you can still get them. They're sitting up on the racks, right beside the road maps. Yeah, we all need a road map to keep us on track when we get lost in this world. Road map is your helping hand, get you where you need to go. Oh, oh, we need a road map. That's right. I got an old-fashioned girl who loves to be twirled, dancing on the big dance floor to a fun country band, singing old Hank and all them songs we know. Life don't have to be hard, find an old car, a pretty girl who wants to roll. Get yourself a road map. You see, a buddy of mine decided he was gonna take my advice about life and love. And he calls me up there one late Saturday night, and this is what happened. My buddy Joe calls me on the phone. He said, Mikey, I need a ride. I'm stuck out here in the middle of nowhere. No wallet, no car, no road signs. I thought she was a nice girl, I took her for a whirl. Now she took everything of mine, including the road map. Yeah, we all need a road map to keep us on track when we get lost in this world. Road map be your helping hand, get you where you need to go. Down. gonna save country music? Who's gonna save country music? What would old Hank say? Bet he'd roll in his grave if he heard today's country music. I'm tired of hearing songs about them redneck ways. Country boys getting drunk, trying to fornicate. Hey, whatever happened to songs that actually meant something? Like stories of true love and heartbreak. Oh, who's gonna save country music? Who's gonna save country music? Bet Patsy Cline would cry if she heard a song by Luke Bryan. Who's gonna save country music? TV shows like Tommy Hunter and Hee Haw. Even Rita McNeil tried to keep it all alive. But what they play on CMT don't seem country to me. Who's gonna save country music?
Well, when we come back from these messages, we're gonna have the weather. Oh, it's gonna be cold out there, folks. Cold and boring. Just like the music we play on this radio station here. Cold and boring.
Save country music. Who's gonna save country music? Bet Hank Snow's ghost would think it's all just a hoax if he heard today's country music. Who's gonna save country music?
Come on!
Who's gonna save country music? What would old Hank say when he rolled in his grave if he heard today's country music? Save country music. Who's gonna save country music?
That there's a few songs from Mike Lynch, who will be playing at the River City Social Club on Friday night, coming up tomorrow here in Winnipeg. If you're still in town, plan your fringe shows around this sucker, because it's going to be a lot of fun. From his newest record, Reel to Reel, we heard Who's Gonna Save Country Music, and after having heard Mike a few times, I can tell you that he's a pretty good candidate. We heard the title track to his album Roadmap in there, and we kicked it off with the title track to his record, MJL Was Here. Highly encourage you to check that out. Now, I was telling you before that coming up tomorrow in Fargo, if you wanted to take that option, is Dawes and Sam Outlaw. That trip is getting more interesting all the time. Just learned that on Sunday in Fargo is a lady that I went down there to see a few years ago, and it was an absolutely outstanding show. Super, super good. And so it might be worth sticking around for a few days down in Fargo. I want to play a song that I learned from that I learned about from Venus Envy. We're going to throw it over to Terry coming up at 8 o'clock, so we'll play that song. But first, here's a song for that lady, which may not be entirely complimentary. So here, my friends, is a song for Grace Potter, who's playing on Sunday in Fargo.
Thank you. not your class aunt. Drawn the attention. Oh, look at you on your knees.
There's a song called Never Go Back from Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. First heard that one on Venus Envy. That show's coming up right away. We'll throw it over to her in just a second. Grace has left the Nocturnals at home She's got a new solo record. She's going to be playing Fargo on Sunday. We also heard a lady named Grace Stumberg in there with a song for Grace Potter, which, you know, maybe she's not a big fan anymore, but perhaps you are, so consider going down to that show. We got to go. Venus Envy is coming up. Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film, great shows here on UMFM. I'm going to be back on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. with Tell the Band to Go Home, maybe pre-recorded, may have Crow and Raymond, may have, I don't even know. And then next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, check out steelbeltedradio.com and stay tuned. Thank you.